Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Hello and welcome to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. I'm Bob Ginsberg and I'm joined by Tom and Melissa Gould. As always, unfortunately, Fran is unable to be with us tonight, so we'll have to muddle on without her. If you would like to join in the discussion, you can call us at 888-627-6008. The sponsor of tonight's show is Comlock.com, and what we're going to be talking about is a question that we asked in a survey, and it's a pretty important question, probably one of the more often asked questions. Do you think that what happens in the physical world is random or by design? So before we get started, not many announcements. I just want to mention that the online Visionary Explorers group is set for June 13th from 2 to 3 p.m., and the one after that will be on July 11th. So the question is, as I mentioned, probably the most often question is, what happens after physical death, right? I think we all agree. And I think we can all agree on what our answers are, you know, based on what we do and what we've learned. The next one, the one that we're going to be talking about tonight, is something that I still battle with kind of every day. I formulated an opinion, but it changes, you know, and after reading all of these answers, I agree with a lot of what people, you know, have to say. So the question is, do you think that what happens in the physical world is random or by design? The first person writes in, some of it may feel random, but I do believe it's by design. There's a thread that links all of us and everything together, a network or a grid. The grid can move in parallel times, I believe, but I too believe there is an amazing design behind it all. That kind of sums up what the majority of responses were, that it seems to be, some are very adamant that it's one or the other, but most people seem to think that it's a combination of the two. You know, that there are certain parameters that are put in place and then free will kind of takes over. So what do you guys think? I know, Tom, you actually answered one of the questions, and I thought you had a pretty astute answer that we'll get to. You probably don't even remember what you wrote, but
right, I don't.
Yeah,
but I, you know, and I'm thinking about that when you say, but free will throws the monkey wrench in there. That, yeah, let's say you're in a theater. For me, the Chicago Second City Comedy Theater. The theater is designed, the people come in, the audience, that's all by design. They're going to see a show on the stage, that's by design, but it's an improv theater. So the actors, the comedians come out, and who knows where it's going to go from there. I mean, you're within the parameters of the design, but it's different every time.
That makes sense. What do you think, Melissa?
Well, I like Tom's analogy. I know I just believe we came here with a plan. And I know that there are different roads you can take to get to where you're supposed to end up. So no matter where you are, you're not ever really lost, because that's the free will part. That's what we're here to explore, and the adventure called life. But there is a beginning and an end, I believe, that was already part of the plan. So not random.
Yeah. You know, I agree with much of what you said. My working hypothesis is still the same. We've talked about it before. You know, I tend to think that, so there was a whatever you want to call it, you know, God, a creator, a universal designer, you know, whatever term you want to use, that put this in motion, and then said, you know, okay, here, guys, here's the framework, here's the environment, here are your tools. Make the best of it that you can, and try to find some meaning, and we'll talk on the other side. You know, yeah. And we'll evaluate, you know, and we'll see how you come. So, you know, there are, but then, you know, there are definitely patterns, like you guys mentioned. I mean, there are synchronicities. I think there are certain organizing principles that happen in the seeming randomness that guide us in one direction or another, or provide some insight, or provide some meaning. But it's hard to rationalize, the design. And a lot of people will raise this point, you know, how would the atrocities be explained by a design? And how would, you know, a child's death be, you know, by design? And, you know, obviously there's more to it. There are spiritual explanations, and yeah, we all have certain, you know, exit points, but a lot of people battle with that, you know, and that's why it seems random. We've also noticed, and I'm sure you have too, from working with people in grief, and that sometimes it's somewhat comforting for someone who's lost a loved one to believe that it's part of a plan, as opposed to something, an accident that just happened by randomness, you know, that there was a, you know, the person, you know, did what they were meant to do, you know, in this physical world, and now they moved on to a better place. So, I mean, have you found that in talking to people, Melissa, about, you know, yeah, you think they find comfort in that?
It's hard. I'm sure it's very, very hard to find that comfort right away. But, you know, if you're able to give it deep thought and consideration, and open your mind up, I think you definitely can find comfort in that. I know it's not definitely when we work with those who are grieving. It's not for us to suggest that to them, amongst all the other things we shouldn't be suggesting to them as a way to cope with their grief. But perhaps we could, you know, direct them to books that have been written that get to that point or allude to that point, or maybe they'll have a dream visit or some kind of experience of their own. I think if they could come to that realization on their own, how much more powerful that would be. Yeah. I know when we had been at that retreat together in the Bahamas in 2006, one of our members was greatly comforted when she got a message from a child she had lost due to a miscarriage. And she had never really addressed it or talked about it to anybody. But the message came through that the child's whole purpose was to have been wanted. And the medium delivering the message did not know she had had a miscarriage, but he brought through that information that the child just needed to be wanted, and then that fulfilled its need. But yeah, again, I wouldn't want to, you know, impose this theory on just anybody.
Right, or should you? I haven't had a chance to read a lot of these, so we'll just jump in and just jump in when you'd like. I mean, here's one. To me, it seems a combination of both. There seems to be a greater plan for us, and things seem to go best when we are on that course. Though free will seems to be a very real thing, we seem to have the ability to choose with outcomes varying greatly depending upon our choices. So that's really a combination of the two, right? You know, there's a greater plan, but we alter that plan regularly, you know?
So. Yeah, I think if you look at it in the context of we've heard about that before you come onto this physical plane, that there's a contract, if you will, that you're going to come to the physical plane, you're going to be put in situations, and the contract says when you're going to leave the physical plane. And that's all predetermined. And the reason that you would come to this plane is to learn something, apparently. So if everything's predetermined, isn't it predetermined that you're going to learn something or you're not going to learn something? And then why bother coming if it's already predetermined that you're going to fail to learn your lesson?
Right.
Yeah, there's got to be something that's random about it.
Yeah, and that's what I struggle with. So I say, everything is random, but random by design. it's designed to be random.
Right.
Then, when you take that further, okay. So, if I'm right, and then after we physically die and we're in this new environment, and we see all the patterns in our life, and what we thought was random turns out that it all makes sense, right? Yeah. So then what happens with that? Now we come to the realization that it all made sense. So there's two things that can happen, as Tom was talking about. Well, we decide to come back, or somebody sends us back to see if we can improve upon ourselves in somewhat, or what if we just use this knowledge to advance where we are in this afterlife realm?
Yeah.
Maybe not everybody has to come back what do you think, Melissa?
I feel like that helps. I feel that is absolutely the way I view it, that, and I definitely hope there's a choice, because I sort of feel like, until recently, when Tom and I made the decision that we want to come back as squirrels because they're having so much fun in our yard, I really kind of thought, I don't know why, but I really feel like this incarnation is my final incarnation, and I'm not coming around again, unless maybe it's as a squirrel for fun. What are they learning? but yeah, Bob, I think that's kind of how I view it, that, there are things we're here to do, and when we get to the other side and we haven't accomplished everything, we can continue on our educational path on the other side of learning lessons and making good choices that better mankind. And if we, otherwise we might find ourselves right back here in not so good a place.
The problem I always have with that is, and what I struggle with the reincarnation in general, so you come back because you have other supposed lessons that you have to learn, but you don't have any knowledge of what those, at least no conscious knowledge of what those lessons are supposed to be. So, you have some of our guides from the other side saying, hey, schmuck, I told you to come back and fix this. What are you doing? You're making the same mistakes all over again,
Yeah.
So who knows? Let's keep going. I think what happens in the physical world is by design, what we've come to learn as a soul. Another one, by design, there is a power greater than us that has created everything in the physical world and continues to guide the essence of the spiritual world. Another one, by design, reality is how we perceive and construct it in our view in our conscious daily lives. However, when I say design, I mean your conscious experience are meant to provide you the ability to learn and grow. I believe that more as I grow older, that the construct or design is for a reason we won't fathom until our end. So that's kind of what we were saying before. Maybe we don't recognize the design until we're looking down from the top of the stadium, right? Here's another one. Mostly by design, you can see it in the patterns of nature, the vibrations creating forms, non-coincidences. Those things we think are random are really already put in motion by design. So these are all twisters Another person writes, it's hard to answer. I believe that you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. Everything is in perfect synchrony with everything else. Whether each event is pre-planned or random, I don't know. I believe the result is synchronicity. Events in life provide us with opportunities to learn and to express love. We often fail at this, but in the end, answers for everything is always based in love. Spiritual, point of view. What about that statement that you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need? I mean, besides being a lyric for a song, do you think that we always get what we need? I mean, maybe we are getting what we need, but do we recognize what we get?
Yeah, I think it's there for you. I mean, again, with this readings I've done on spirituality, what you need is to get in touch with the spiritual side of your being. And that's all you need. All you need is love, to talk about another song. Mm-hmm. It's there for you. So you can get what you need. But as you say, there are many people who don't recognize that. And, the treasure chest, you walk right past it when you don't, you're busy with something else.
Right. It's like that's what we always talk about with signs, right? And all these signs are put before a lot of people, and they have no way to assimilate it because either they don't believe in them or they're so busy in their conducting their physical lives that they don't see between the dots, right?
Yeah.
I think that before we come here, we have the opportunity to make plans and place ourselves in an environment where the odds are stacked highly in favor of certain events occurring at some point. Where we incarnate, the circumstances of that incarnation, to which parents we are born, etc., may be planned ahead. In so doing, we may have the opportunity to make it very likely that we will encounter certain situations and meet certain people. This may allow us to find ourselves in situations that lead to promote development we desire. But I think free will is always available, and accidents do happen. So there's a framework, as we mentioned, there, you know, the pieces are put there, and we... To a certain extent, I wouldn't say we control it, but the universe is controlling many of these factors that we take for granted. Even though there are we talked about that before, that there are these, it's like a tree, right? So all these pathways going in different directions, each has an exit point. But our free will determines which way that's going to go, you know, which branch we follow.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
I know that the squirrels I was watching build a nest always went up the trunk of the tree and up with their mouth full of leaves to the same spot, to this one particular squirrel, to build the nest, and then came down a different way, always the same precarious branch off to the side, leapt to another. Obviously, I have a lot of time on my hands. And I watched this path over and over and over again. So that's, you know, this branch of the tree with all these options. He kept choosing the same option.
Right.
Just saying.
Well, you know, we have all the imagery of the tree, a tree of life, you know, going back in, you know, in history. So the tree has a lot of spiritual connotations to it. Based on my 80 years, when reflecting on my life and work history, my sense that my life has been to some extent pre-planned has been outlined in advance. So he's lived a nice 80 years and has come to the conclusion after his 80 years that he's... There was a plan for him, you know, and well, and I would imagine he feels that would be comforting, you know. I guess most of us would, you know, that we've especially if we feel that we've done the things that we're supposed to do and we're happy with the outcome. I believe in universal perfection. and divine order, even though we have free will, which can feel random. I believe we have free will, but some things are by design and can't be changed. Okay, so there we're talking about certain life events. This person is saying that despite our free will, are kind of set in stone, and no matter what we do, they're going to happen. So, thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's part of the contract, that there is, you know, there's a, you're going to be born here, you're going to die here, and it's going to be by this method. And even though you don't know what it is, it is determined and it's going to happen. Or as this person suggests, that perhaps there's a schematic, let's put it, or back to my theater analogy, your life is, you've got the theater there, the stage is there, the audience is there, but once you walk out on the stage, where are you going to go? And what are you going to say? That's going to be, there's the learning experience, is how you handle being in that situation.
Yeah, you know, with the stage analogy, it's interesting because the next one here is, person writes, by choosing our body, family, environment, there's an element of design, but free will dictates the experiences that we encounter in the realm of those choices. Much like buying a new car, we can decide what features, the color, and protection plans to buy, but the experience we have in that new car depends on our choices of where and how we drive it and the choice of those that we share the road with.
Yes.
You know, similar to what Tom was saying, you know. You know, that's interesting. From the standpoint of free will, I think events are random, but through cause and effect, events will be tied to each other. They may seem random, but they are going to be the result of how different chains of free will interact together when they intersect.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about a connected universe, you know, so, you know, it could be that they are random acts, but they crystallize to form these synchronicities that we see all the time, you know. So that's an interesting concept as well. In other words, by design, we're here to learn. We decided prior to coming here what we wanted to learn and who we wanted to come here with from our spiritual family. We can learn faster here than in the spirit world. So what do you think? I mean, do you think that we can learn more and faster than in the realm to come?
I wouldn't have thought that way, that we learn faster here. I think we're often pretty slow to pick up on something. Let's think about this. I'm not good at always processing, but if we're only here for a blink of an eye, okay, then maybe we're learning faster. But our blink of an eye here is probably even faster than a blink of an eye over there. So I don't know about that. I don't know if we're learning faster here. And we're slow to catch on, too. I feel like there might be a few more aha moments.
Yeah, I do think that we do learn faster here, actually. As Melissa says, you know, it's a finite period of time that you're here. So anything you're going to learn, you have to learn in this finite period of time. Whereas when you're in spirit, it's an infinite. And an example or an analogy is what we're going through with this COVID thing, where we're all inside and, you know, you're not going to work and you're in the house and you figured, well, my gosh, for the next month or couple of months, I'm going to be in the house. And you figure, well, that'll give me the opportunity to do this and this and this and this. And yet, I think the reality is, for me anyway, is you tend to slow down because you know that you've got this expanse of time, so you're not so motivated to do all these little things. Whereas in the world that we came from and hopefully we'll be going back to not before too long, when you're working and you're doing this and you got 100 things on your plate, you seem to be able to do more the more things that you're trying to do. And whereas when you clean the plate and say, okay, you have nothing to do, now what are you going to do? You don't do as much. So, you know, if you're up there in the eternity of space, yeah, you could just chill for 1,000 years. Whereas
you think
you have 100 years here. Go down there and see what you can do. And then you go down and you're doing everything you can. And that, I think, moves things along quicker for you.
You yeah. think it's going to be just chilling out on the other side?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Melissa, he's a musician. He's going to chill. Well, you know, so it reminds me of and I can't identify where I read it, but in one of the channeled reports, you know, from one of the, I guess, the, you know, in the days of physical mediumship when they would channel spirits, and the spirit was asked what the purpose of the physical world was, you know, if the afterlife realm was so wonderful. And he said the physical world was the only place where you could get a physical rush. Like, they couldn't get that physical rush in the spirit realm, you know, which I thought was an interesting answer. I don't know.
Yeah, I see that.
I bet there are other rushes, though, that are going to be pretty cool.
Well,
just
yeah.
not a physical rush, because there's no body.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, you have fear of harm on the other side. So, yeah. you know, when you put yourself in a fast car or in an amusement park ride where you think, oh, my gosh, this is going to kill me. Oh, wow, that was great. Let's do it again. You know, that's basically that.
Yeah. Well, it could be like you were talking about before. I mean, it could just that the physical realm is so fast-paced so often that maybe, you know, if time is somewhat infinite, you know, in the other realm, it's very finite here. So you got to cram in as much as, you know, as possible while you're here. Another person wrote, by design, as Einstein said, God does not play dice. Even the element of probability falls in line with mathematical accuracy. The golden ratio, ever present in so many diverse aspects of life. How could it be random? So another thing of the randomness actually being quite ordered, you know. I believe that we are experiencing a life on Earth that we have agreed to before we were born. We were given opportunities to grow and achieve the goals we need to resolve spiritual issues and reach a higher level. Here, I believe there is a general design for individuals' lives in the physical world on a grand scale. However, I also think there are many points in one's life where divergence from a particular path is available. The physical world operates by discovered and undiscovered physical and chemical principles like climate, weather, earthquakes, etc. These are not random and cannot be altered. They are what they are, and the designer is the same designer of our lives. Hmm. Interesting. Another person writes, answer, there are no such things as coincidences. And then that person writes, that was the answer. The explanation, because there are no such thing as things as coincidences. So I always struggled with that. I still believe that there are coincidences, you know. I mean, there are many, many synchronicities and things that are not, but I don't believe that everything happens the way it's supposed to be. I mean, we've gone into that somehow. I mean, and I'm always surprised that so many people, including probably if you asked most of the certified mediums, you know, the foundation, a great many of them would probably say the same thing, that there are no coincidences. Everything is to you know, either plan that way or to help you grow, you know, or to learn. I don't, you know, it's the same situation as I don't think that everything is a sign from the afterlife realm. You know, I think to think that everything is a sign, you know, diminishes the truly wondrous signs and synchronicities that happen. You know, it kind of dilutes the, you know, the mix. So, people probably might be upset with me for saying that, but that's what I think.
I tend to agree. There's an old phrase that, you know, in writing, that sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Right, right.
But I still maintain that if somebody thinks it's a sign and it caused them to pause and reflect on their loved one, then who are we to say that it was a sign or not? It in the middle of their busy day when they were not thinking about their loved one at all, and suddenly something gets their attention, and that's where their thought immediately goes.
Right. I agree, and I would never say to somebody, "Oh, that's not a sign," because what the hell do I know? You know, I mean, it very well could be. You know, so you can't make a definitive. We're just conjecturing on what might be. And I just came across Tom's statement. Whereas I believe we make an agreement when we come to the physical plane to accept a certain path and challenges. However, once we are here, I believe the combined free will of all in the physical can create a randomness to the day, to the day to day. So that's pretty much what you thought you said, you know, because you said.
Yeah.
Another person writes, by design, I truly believe that we opt to participate in earthly life and that we formulate a plan to do so, which will help us become our best selves spiritually. There's another person that said, but by design, and this person knew because they had an NDE, and it was this person's own choice to experience this physical. I planned certain cornerstones, and I could see it unfolding on this timeline. You know, that's interesting that, you know, for people that had near-death experiences, and they come back and they have this greater understanding that just the way that their physical life is going to unfold. That must be pretty amazing when things play out the way that you saw them when you crossed to the other side.
That's crazy.
You know, how would you this fit in? I was sitting with a medium, and there was a person I knew who had troubles, and the medium said, honed in and said, well, that person has fallen off the path, and in fact, you know, don't even, because it's a lost cause. And I'm thinking, do you sign up to be a lost cause?
I mean,
that can't be the design. Here, you're going to go back to Earth, and here's the path, and you're not going to be on it. So why, you know, it can't be all designed.
Yeah, and if you, like you say, if you fall off the path, and we were just talking about free will choosing, you know, different pathways, maybe that was one of these pathways that was predetermined for him. You know, maybe that's how he and others surrounding him, if it's a male, learn from him falling off the pathway. So,
yeah, that makes sense also, for sure. I mean, because obviously nothing in the physical is teaching the lesson. Maybe it's not until they're done and they get on the other side and said, oh my God, I was off the path. What the heck was I doing?
Right. And his friends and family learned that they better stay on the path because they didn't want to be like this person. You know,
yeah, so. That's true too.
So we're going to go to our break. We're only going to take one break tonight. We're going to do it now. So we have a lot more of your answers to the question that we're talking about tonight. So stay with us, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. visit www.kamlak.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one.
Imagine seeing spirits are spontaneously speaking indigenous Brazilian rainforest languages. Janet Mayer, a psychic medium, does just that. In her new book, Spirits, They Are Present, she opens the door to her private life in order to share her compelling, fearful, and at times humorous journey, providing evidence that when we die, we simply make a transition to another life. Spirits, They Are Present, available now at www.janetmayer.net, Amazon, and other online booksellers. Order your copy today.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love Knows No Death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Starseed Gems Studios in Cocoa, Florida fuses cremation ashes within art glass, making beautiful stones. The ashes are visible in the darkness and resemble a beautiful night sky. Starseed Gems, developed by the parents of a young man who passed away, are set in hand-sculpted silver and gold settings. Prices start at $150. Visit www.starseedgems.com or call 321-632-7770. That's www.starseedgems.com or 321-632-7770.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the gathering on Signs of Life Radio. And we're talking about a survey question that all of you, I shouldn't say all of you, but many of you have answered about whether you think that what happens in the physical world is random or by design. And we've been reading through as many as we can. Next one says, I think we have free will, so a lot of things are based on what we choose. We can be guided in a certain direction, but ultimately may not choose that path. I don't think all of the violence and horrible things that happen in the world are by design. That's something we mentioned before. You know, how do you, it's tough to think that a mass atrocity, where thousands of people, die, whether it's by man-made violence, by a natural disaster, how that could be, by design. Maybe it is, but it's a hard concept to wrap your head around. We're just talking about whether everything is coincidences. The person writes, I don't believe in coincidences. I think what happens is meant to happen, either to show us something or teach us a lesson. When similar things happened to me more than twice within a short period of time, I think long and hard about it because it is something that I have to learn. All right, so there's a person that's definitely paying attention, you know. And I can't say whether it's right or wrong. I guess we each have our own opinion on that. Next, I think a little of both. I think we come here to explore and learn with parameters that are set. So we have a plan per se. However, I think we always have free will. So that allows our own design to manifest and take shape accordingly. Right? Not that different from what we were saying. The framework is there, but we our free will can make our own pathways. Then you think about the other question that we discussed. If things are kind of pre-planned, as a future event, you know, it's like when people have a very intuitive and they have a precognitive dream, you know, many times these dreams, you know, play out. So, you know, do we have the power? I mean, if we see ourselves getting into a car accident on such and such a street at such and such a time, you know, we're seeing a future event. So we change our course of action and we don't go down that street on the way to work and nothing happens. You know, so how did we see that future event if it never happened? You know, it's that, you know, it's a conundrum. You know? So, I mean, a lot of people, for instance, you know, we talk about, you know, 9/11, right? How many people did we talk to that had a dream and they didn't show up for work that day, or they showed up late or for whatever reason, you know? So they didn't change the event from happening, but they changed the way their own life interacted with it. I mean, interesting concept. I think it is, the person writes, I think it is by design. I believe that everything that happens in the physical world begins in the spiritual world, and that we have spiritual helpers and guides every step of the way. Well,
yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, that's a comforting thought. But again, a lot of people say, well, where was my guide and where was my helper when this tragedy happened? You know, and the answer would be, from a spiritual perspective, well, that was a learning experience for you that's going to help you and others, you know, as we go forward. So.
Yeah, I do think I think that has to come out of the conversation when people say, well, how if it's design, who would design a natural disaster, or, you know, who would design the tragedies that happen?
Right.
But they are learning experiences. And again, we have to think of things in the big picture, that no matter what happens on this earth, on this physical plane, we go on, you know. So if, yeah, there's a natural disaster and a tree falls on our head and that's it for us, well, that was, we're still around, we're just not physical anymore. So I don't think you can equate the disasters as being something that, how could you possibly design that? Because, like you say, there's people who dreamed about or just had an intuition and said, I'm not going to the towers today, and they fell down. And as a matter of fact, you know, as horrible as that was, there were not as many people in those towers as usually are. So a lot of people did escape the death, but as you said, the event still happened. But I think each and every one of those who escaped the death have seen life and the big picture life in a different way ever since that. And it's that vision that event gave to those people. The people that didn't make it out of the towers are the ones whose contract was up. It's time. You know, you're part of this event that's going to help everyone, you know, but it's for you to cross over at that time.
Yeah. And it's also interesting from another perspective, and that why the towers were not as filled with as many people, and so many people had this feeling. And we've talked about, you know, the Global Consciousness Project, you know, and that with the random generators are running, and there was a worldwide awareness of this event happening hours before it happened. So it just goes to show how we are all, you know, connected, no matter where we are geographically, no matter what race we are, no matter our gender or economic status, you know, those things go to show that we're all come from that one spark. So that's interesting. I like this answer. I wouldn't bother to try to figure anything out anymore. I think that's the best answer yet.
Probably a good way to go through life, actually.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Absolutely, by design from a higher power. I also feel the physical world is affected positively and or negatively by those souls who inhabit the physical world. You know, I mean, that's interesting. So the people who have gone before us and can affect us, you know, positively and negatively. I mean, we would hope that most of them would be trying to help us in a positive fashion. But our fellow souls who are in the physical can also, we can pick up on their either positive or negative thoughts as well. So, I mean, consciousness is consciousness, you know, whether you have a body or you don't have a body.
Sure.
So, you know, which raises another question: is there more? Are there more positive thoughts or negative thoughts in the physical world? But that's a subject. That's a whole other subject.
Sadly, I think there are more negative thoughts.
Yeah, I don't believe that much is random. I believe that before we came to Earth, we chose to be here under the circumstances that we are living. I also believe that there is a design that things happen for a reason. So. Some of what we were talking about before, this contract, you know, and some people choose to live, choose a life of hardship. And that's hard to grasp in physical terms, but it's a reason that we can't really understand from our perspective. I think that what happens within the physical world is best described by means of the natural sciences. For example, the laws of physics. The laws of physics are not random, but it seems to me that quantum physics leaves room for randomness and maybe also for otherworldly influences. A lot of people think quantum physics is a spiritual explanation to it. There is, you know, randomness, you know, that collapses when you observe it, you know, so that's pretty spooky in itself, you know. So just because I can't explain how something complex has come into being, it doesn't necessarily mean it was designed by a supreme being. That person is saying that it doesn't have to mean that it's by design. You know, maybe, you know, some science can explain it. Another person writes, all things work for good. Some things appear to be by design. Some appear random. Of course, it is possible to design a random process. Oh, see, somebody that agrees with me. So as posed, the question seems unanswerable. Okay, I agree. Another person writes, both, only in that there is a background of designed randomness. Like an overlaying in a scene in a film or backfill, there is all of the design playing out, and within it are choices. In the background, they're like extras in a movie. These are the places we can manifest things or influence life that don't interrupt our destiny, like a great car or the right house.
The movie analogy keeps coming to my mind. Often I have a problem when we're watching some action film, and you know the leading the main star of the show is going to make it out in the end. And a whole lot of other people do not all along the way. And it's like, is his the only life that really matters? You know, that car that got flipped, during the police chase, all to get, you know, save the day with the good guy. And it just doesn't, you know, is, I guess that's the way life is. That, yeah. I don't know.
And would you want to know your exit point, for example? I mean, would that be helpful to you in the way that you lived your life?
Well, I sometimes think about that. Like, you know, say we're in a plane and I'm thinking, you know, turbulence. I go, no, I don't really feel like this is the way I'm meant to go. No, you know, I mean, but goodness, if I suddenly thought, oh, yeah, this is it. I'm going down with the ship. So, no, I don't want to know.
I think the majority of people would not want to know.
Would you want to know, Bob?
No. I mean, a lot of people have a sense, some sort of an inner sense of, you know, that turns out to be true. We've talked about it many times that it seems uncannily consistent that a lot of children who pass had, it's later discovered, had the feeling that they weren't going to live a long life.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're closer to the veil, you know, than because they're young and they were from where they just came from. But so I think that some people have an inner sense of either how they're going to go or around, you know, what age they're going to go. Some people will always say, you heard this, hear the stories, I'm not going to live a long life. I'm not going to live a long life. And then they don't, you know. And it's either from accident or illness, you know, not necessarily from suicide. So, so where does that come from? Does that come from, you know, your prior incarnation or knowledge of this life that you chose, you know, when you made that contract to come back? I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Certainly there are. If it's imminent and you know it's, you come sense it's imminent, it could be the that we've observed in some anecdotal tales of people who are about to cross and then they start conversing with their loved ones who are already on the other side, kind of preparing the way for them. You know, you might get a little of that if you're lifespan is going to be shorter, that they would come to you sooner to comfort you through it. I guess.
Yeah, I would say that's true. Time for one or two more. Let's see. I believe we are instrumental in what happens through our choices and free will. I think it is a mixture. I think some things are destined, but many things are free will based too. I don't necessarily believe anything is random, though. Not sure. I wouldn't say it is pre-planned by design, but maybe the universe and all of us spirits in it can influence what happens, even from another realm. We hear so many reports of people's lives being influenced from another realm. You know, like they'll hear a voice. From a deceased loved one telling them to do something or don't make that turn or don't make that trip or look under in my top drawer or, you know, to find something. So, I think that those in the afterlife realm try to get through all the time and guide us, right? I mean, that's kind of what we talk about all the time. I'm sure you agree.
I feel like my mom is... and dad are definitely having a lot of fun messing with us with their financial situation and the mess they left us, which was supposed to be so perfectly laid out. And now it's just like one little monkey wrench surprise after another. And I can just picture them laughing their heads off like, yep, we gotcha.
Well, you know, that's that squirrel that's been having that good time. You know, so maybe it wasn't you that was supposed to, you know, come back as that squirrel. But that raises a total another question of whether or not we can come back as a non-human form. you know, as so supposedly our consciousness is on a higher level than the animal kingdom or the plant kingdom. So do we really come back as, who knows, but I'll be looking for those squirrels, you know. So.
We'll let you know we're there, Bob.
So we're going to, we'll skip the global peace prayer until Fran gets back. And I think we'll just end it right there and go to our normal ending, which is...
Our loved ones are only a heartbeat away.
And science is going to prove it.
Thank you and good night, everyone.
Good night.